Good morning. Here are the day's top 5 stories from the Miami Herald through Wednesday, November 3rd. First, the weather. Tuesday's rain makes way for a sunnier Wednesday with a high of 82. At night, it will drop to 72. Let's get things started in restaurants. Your favorite Florida restaurant might soon have Michelin stars. The state's tourism marketing agency has struck a deal to bring the Michelin Guide to Florida. The guide will highlight the state's 3 major metropolitan areas, that's Tampa, Orlando, and Miami, as early as spring 2022. The Michelin Guide was founded in France in the late 1880s. It's the world's largest and best-known restaurant rating system and brings international prestige to those establishments on which it confers its coveted stars. Right now, the guide is found in only 4 American areas, Chicago, New York, Washington, D.C., and California. Florida and the Michelin Guide have been circling one another for years. What finally brought them to the Sunshine State was a combination of the state's evolving culinary scene and money. The marketing organizations of Tampa, Orlando, and Miami partnered with Visit Florida to fund Michelin's arrival. In nightlife news, the Tipsy Flamingo is a new bar that marries upscale cocktail culture with a Miami vibe. That means a lot of neon and a lot of hot pink. A casual happy hour begins at 5 p.m. and lasts until 9, with $5 beer and wine and $7 drinks. As the night goes on, the Tipsy Flamingo takes on a more upscale lounge-like atmosphere with local DJs spinning a mix of hip-hop, funk, disco, and reggaeton. Find the Tipsy Flamingo at 40 Northeast 1st Avenue and at tipsyflamingomiami.com. And for more on where to go around town, go to miami.com. In sports, the Miami Heat is rolling out another new look. This one is a mashup uniform with elements of past designs and number styles that each player can customize. The team will debut its new Miami Mashup City Edition uniform for Thursday's home game against the Boston Celtics. Miami Mashup merchandise will be available for sale starting November 15th. In COVID news, areas with predominantly Black and low-income residents are falling behind on vaccination against COVID-19. That's according to a Miami Herald and El Nuevo Herald analysis of data that suggests the trend. In the 9 Miami-Dade zip codes where more than half of residents describe themselves as non-Hispanic Black, the average vaccination rate was just 48% of the population as of last week. Only one of the 9 zip codes had more than 50% of their population fully vaccinated. And finally, a positive COVID test forced rocker Jon Bon Jovi to cancel his show Saturday night as crowds were already beginning to fill the South Beach venue. The audience was told that Bon Jovi would be unable to perform. A WSVN reporter captured the musician leaving the Loews Miami Beach Hotel on Collins Avenue in a yellow Maserati just before 7 p.m. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com. And stay healthy.